Today we're going to read Paddington by Michelle Bond, illustrated by R.W. Alley. And I hope you subscribe to this channel and like with a thumbs up. Paddington. Mr. and Mrs. Brown first met Paddington on a railway platform. In fact, that was how he came to have such an unusual name for a bear. Paddington was the name of the station. The Browns were waiting to meet their daughter, Judy, when Mr. Brown noticed something small and free near the left lodger's office. "It looked like a bear," he said. "A bear," responded Mrs. Brown. "In Paddington Station, don't be dumb, Henry, can't be." But Mr. Brown was right. It was sitting on an older leather suitcase marked wanted on voyage. And as they drew near, it stopped up and polite its hat. "Good afternoon," it said. "May I help you?" "It's very kind of you," said Mr. Brown, "but as a matter of fact, we are wondering if we could help you." "You're a very small bear," said Mrs. Brown. "Where are you from?" The bear looked around carefully before replying. "Darkest Peru. I'm not really supposed to be here at all. I'm a strawway." "You don't mean to say you've come all the way from South America on your own," exclaimed Mrs. Brown. "Whatever did you do for food?" "Unlock the suitcase," the bear took out an almost empty glass jar. "I ate marmalade," it said. "Bears like marmalade." Mrs. Brown looked at the label around the bear's neck. It said, quite simple. "Oh, Henry," she cried, "we can't leave him here all by himself. There's no knowing what might happen to him. Can't he come home and stay with us?" Responded Mr. Brown nervously. He looked down at the bear. "Would you like that?" he asked. "That is," he added hastily, "if you have nothing else planned." "Ooh, yes," replied the bear. "I would like that very much. I've nowhere to go, and everyone seems in such a hurry." "That settles it," said Mrs. Brown. "Now you must be thirsty after your journey. Mr. Brown can get you some tea while I go and meet our daughter Judy." "But Mary," said Mr. Brown, "we don't even know its name." Mrs. Brown thought of a moment. "I know," she said. "We'll call him Paddington after the station." "Paddington?" The bear tested it several times to make it sure it sounded very important. Mr. Brown tried next too. "Follow me, Paddington," he said. "I'll take you to the snack bar." So Mr. Brown was as good as he would. Paddington had never seen so many snacks on one tray, and he didn't know which to try first. He was so hungry and thirsty that he climbed up into the table to get a better look. Mr. Brown turned away, pretending he had tea with a bear at Paddington Station. every day of his life. "Henry," cried Mrs. Brown. When she arrived with Judy, "What are you doing to the poor bear?" Paddington jumped up to raise his hand, and in his haste, he slipped on a strawberry tar, hit it on the cream, and fell over backwards into his cup of tea. "I think we'd better go before anything else happens," said Mr. Brown. Judy took hold of Paddington's paw. "Come along," she said. "Well, we'll take you home, and you can meet Mrs. Bird and my brother Jonathan." Mr. Brown led the way to a waiting taxi, number 32. Windsor Gardens, please," he said. The driver started at Paddington Bear's in an extra. He growled, "Sticky Bear is twice as much as make sure none of it comes off on my intro. It was clean when I set out this morning." The sun was shining as they drove out of the station, and there were cars and big red buses everywhere. Paddington waved to some people. "Wait at a bus stop," the servant of the waved back. It was a very friendly. Paddington tapped the taxi driver on his shoulder. "It isn't a bit like Dockis Peru," he announced. The man jumped at the sound of Paddington's voice. "Cream," he said, biddling. "Cream and jam all over my coat." He slid the little window behind him shut. "Oh dear, Henry," murmured Mrs. Brown. "I wonder if we're doing the right thing." Fortunately, before anyone had time to answer, they arrived, and Judy helped Paddington into the apartment. "Now you go and meet Mrs. Bird," she said. "Looks after us. She's a bit fridges at times." But Paddington felt his knees began a wobble. "I'm sure I shall if you say so," he replaced. "The thing is, will she like?" "Goodness me," exclaimed Mrs. Bird. "What have you got there?" "It's not a what," said Judy. It's a bear called Paddington, and he's coming to stay with us." "A bear," said Mrs. Bird, as Paddington raised his hat. "Well, he had good manners. I'll say that for him." "I'm afraid I step on a jam tart by mistake," I said, Paddington. "I can't see that," said Mrs. Bird. "You'd better have a bath before you're very much older. Judy can turn it on for you. I dare say you'll be wanting some marmalade too. I think she likes you. whispered Judy. Paddington had never been in a bathroom before. While the water was running, he made himself at home. First of all, he tried writing his new name on the steam on the mirror. Then he used Mr. Brown's shaving cream to draw a map of Peru on the floor. It wasn't until a drip landed on his head that he remembered what he was supposed to be doing. As soon he discovered that getting into a bath is one thing, but it's quite another matter getting out again, expectedly, when it was full of soapy water, like soapy water. But Paddington tried calling out, "Help!" At first, in the quiet voice, as not to disturb anyone, then very loudly. When that didn't work, to began bawling the water out with his hat. Putting the hat had several holes in it, and his map of Peru soon turned into a sea of foam. Suddenly, Jonathan and Judy burst into the bathroom and lift a drip Paddington into the floor. "Thank you, goodness."
"You're all right?" cried Judy.
"We heard you calling out." "Fancy making such a mess," said Jonathan, admitting. "Oh," said Paddington, "I never thought of that." When Paddington came downstairs, he looked so clean that no one could possibly be crossed with him. His fur was so soft and his slinky, his nose gleamed, and his paws had lost a trace of the jam cream. The Browns made room for him in a small armchair, and Mrs. Bird brought him a pot of tea and a plate of hot burned toast and marmalade. "Now," said Mrs. Brown, "you must tell us all about yourself. I'm sure you must have had lots of adventures."
"I have," said Paddington, embarrassed. "Things are always happening to me. I am that sort of bear."
He settled back in his army chair. He's like, he stand up and then he's got back to his army chair. "I was brought up by my aunt Lucy in the darkest Peru," he began. "But she had it go into a home for retrying bears in the Lima." He closed his eyes, thoughtful, and he fell over the room as everyone waited expectantly. After the while, when nothing happened, they began to restless. Mr. Brown tried coughing. Then he reached across a poked Paddington.
"Well, I will never," he said. "I don't believe he's fast asleep
after all that's happened to him," said Mrs. Brown. "Is it any wonder?" The end.